back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF, as we had mentioned, speaking with a couple of Field Kinley High School students, and you ought to know their names by now. We got a couple regulars, Molly Carnes and Carly Brashler, with us this morning. As Molly, Carly, again, we really appreciate you guys taking some time. As hopefully, again, it's not a class that you enjoy too much. Yeah, no, it's definitely a no for both of you. Now, again, just real quick, remind me, what grade are you guys both in?
We're both seniors.
Both seniors? That's right. That's mm-hmm. right. Okay, very cool. So we're coming up almost on the end of the first semester of your guys' senior year. Let's give a quick recap. Is it going okay?
Yeah, it's
okay. It's going.
A little boring? Because, I mean, obviously you got probably the most of your hard classes out last year, so now it's just kind of filling in electives and just kind of getting yourselves to graduation coming up. So that's really exciting. Very exciting. So, Molly, I guess we'll start with you. Any announcements that you guys have over there with Field Kinley? And then if you want to trade off or however you want to do it.
So our football and soccer have been really, really good this year.
Yes, they have.
And so last Friday, our football team went against Christ Prep and beat them, earning their first playoff game on Friday.
On this Friday, yep.
And then Tuesday, our soccer team will play their first regional game against the winner of Mulvane versus El Dorado game, and that's tonight, so it should be really exciting, so if you want to go on out there.
Wednesday, FKHS will be hosting a career fair from 8:30 to noon, and then Thursday, our soccer team has their second regional game against, we don't know yet, to be determined, I guess that...
We're hoping it's going to be Indy.
We are hoping.
Well, that's a good thing, too, because, I mean, if you guys get the bye, then that means you're the good team. You're waiting on the other ones to come up and face them. So
we're waiting on that, and I think we'll find that out Tuesday night after everyone gets done playing. And then Friday, there's no school, and our football team will have their first playoff game against El Dorado at home at 7 p.m. And then Saturday, the high school is hosting a haunted high school, and the admission is $5, and it runs 6 to 10 p.m.
Yes, and we did that last year, and it was a really big hit.
It was really good. So,
were you guys involved with the, you know, like the setup and anything, or did you just kind of attend?
Yeah. So it's like it goes by clubs. So clubs will help out.
Each club has their own like section and theme that we do.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, very cool.
It's gonna be fun.
I was gonna ask as well. I mean, we're late October now. Is there besides that any much more besides maybe like a theme week or something you're doing for Halloween, like dress up or something, or just kind of that event that you got rolling?
Not really. Like for some of the games, we've had like costume
theme,
but mainly just that.
Cool. Very cool. So. All right. Well, yeah, coming down to the latter parts of the football season, I'm Matt Jordan. He covers all of the Field Kinley games, and he's happy that you guys are moving through the playoffs very well and things like that. Yeah. Yeah, you are. And the soccer team obviously sounds like they're doing
awesome
really good as well. So very cool. Any other announcements coming out of Field Kinley?
I think that's it.
Seems like that's about it. Very cool. Well, you guys again said you were hosting something for the Roosevelt Middle School students. Now I got to ask, you guys are seniors. You know, any plans right now to maybe attend a fair at CCC or other colleges around?
I signed up for the walkthrough of CCC.
Okay.
And I've applied and everything, and that's cool, but I'm not yet sure what I want to do.
Yeah.
I should know, but...
Not at all. I mean, it took me about a year and a half right after I got out of high school to really get kicked into gear, and I mean, it's as long as you're dedicated to it, and the big thing is as well, I mean, you don't want to just go through towards a bunch of money to something that you don't know,
right.
You know, that you have
that
no idea. So Carly, anything on the horizon yet, or just kind of open-minded?
Well, I've just applied to a few colleges. I've applied to Pitt State in Wichita, but I don't know which one I want to go to yet, but I'm going to go to CCC for a year or two. I haven't decided yet, but I want to be an elementary school teacher.
So, very cool.
I'm kind of set on what I want to do.
You're not like me. You're very patient with the young ones,
yes,
I'm guessing.
Yes, I try to be.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, yeah, again, you know, an area to try and figure out, CCC, ICC, both great schools, whatever it may be, if you want to stay care of hometown Coffeyville.
Yeah, right.
Certainly Red Ravens would be happy to have you there. But again, it's those two colleges are kind of good areas to go and figure it out if you're kind of in the middle of things. Again, that's Molly Carnes and Carly Brashler with us here this morning. We appreciate you guys coming in and speaking with us.
Thank you for having us.
This is the Mighty 690 KGGF. When we get an open line, we'll start up here on 690 AM.